you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. This is that podcast.
This is that podcast coming at you at 10-ish in the morning, baby.
That's right.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, on the keys. Those are some of the notes that he can play.
We got Engineer Brett on the fret, choo-choo.
We got Dana Wickens on the stickins.
Producing the drums as good as they come.
The number of names that we gave Dana for Halloween makes my brain immediately go like, oh no, is her name Dana Wicks? Because she plays on the sticks? And then I was like, no, that's not.
And Wiccan I thought we kept because it was witchy.
We did. And all, that's what my brain
Which
does. It's like, did we change her name for Halloween? It's like, no, that is her name.
Yeah.
So that's true. My story about Dana.
And stick to it.
But enough about Dana.
You know, that's quite enough about Dana for now. We are so excited to have this guest joining us. You may know him as the Penguin from Gotham. He's going to be on season 2 of You on Netflix and the Mandela Effect. It's Robin Lord Taylor.
Oh my gosh, wow. Oh. I'm really excited and nervous.
Oh, you've already crushed it.
Oh, I don't know.
You guys missed some sweet harms in the sound check.
Oh my gosh, harms in the sound check.
And the knowledge
so
that
rare.
You have never been to Disneyland.
You've never been to Disneyland
World since you were 8.
8 years old. Okay. Yeah. So it was before even like the MGM, whatever that was.
Oh my gosh. Did you go to Magic Kingdom and multiples or just
We did Magic Kingdom and then we did Epcot Center and we found a cockroach in our salad when we went to Frenchtown.
Well, hold on.
Frenchtown.
Hold on. Let's not judge other nations' cuisine.
It's true.
Because we all know that bugs are going to be a sustainable form of food to solve global hunger.
You know, I read like we all eat like 30 bugs a year anyway. We're just constantly eating bugs.
I eat more, but I seek them out.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you do the crickets and stuff?
No, but I do. I do want to show them all who's boss.
You're worried that the bugs are going to get too confident.
I am sort of. I'm not proud of it, but you know how sometimes you have to make an example of someone to scare the rest of them into line?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
me and Bugs.
That's you and Bugs.
You're like constantly asserting your food chain status. You're yes. like, I am at the top.
Yes. I love Epcot. I haven't been there so long, but they got that purple dragon. His name is Figment, right?
Figment of your imagination.
The first and I think only time I was there, I bought like three. Made my parents buy like three versions of him. I had the big stuffed animal version of him. I had the keychain smaller stuffed animal version of him that I put as a bracelet on the big stuffed animal of him so that they were friends. And then I think I had a keychain of him. I was like, I'm all in on this dragon who is not in any movies or television shows.
He's my only memory. I've only been to Epcot when I was three, and he's my only memory of being at Epcot. And also, we had a Figment magnet for years and years and years on our fridge.
You know what they say about magnets? They last forever. That's why we give them to each other when we get married. It's going to be one of those shows.
Oh my gosh, Zach is already giggling like sort of an uncontrollable amount, and we're just talking about Figments. Well, I'm
Robin.
Did you have any stuffed animals that made it through like several stages of life?
Yeah, I still have the unicorn that my dad got me at the Cincinnati airport when I think I was like five or
something.
And whoa.
It's, you know, and of course, like little gay boy, I was like, Dad, will you get me a unicorn? And I really wanted a My Little Pony unicorn, but he didn't know what that was, so he just got me a stuffed unicorn, and then it's still in my childhood closet.
Good for him, good for you.
And good for the Cincinnati airport for having unicorns on avail.
Right? Yeah. And it's really not, yeah, I mean, it was like, a nice one.
Are they native to there?
I don't know. We go now to Cincinnati hundreds of years ago.
I'm not that old.
Hundreds and hundreds of years.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I'm sensitive. Sorry, I'm in LA.
We see a group of hooded figures standing in an open field of what will become Cincinnati. Here upon this magic land, we'll build a city so grand, and all of the creatures will dwell in secret here. Time for building is near. With these rocks and magic stones, we the druids shall make our home, and we'll build it here, Cincinnati.
We'll start simple and our materials will be fine, but soon we'll build up to quite a skyline. And if you all get hungry and you need something to eat, well, what do we have? Oh yes, it's meat. It's chili over spaghetti. One day when the people are ready, here when what will be Cincinnati. I don't know.
To build it and all of its incredible features. So let's use our druidic summoning circle to get help from magical creatures and build Cincinnati.
All right, let's activate this druid circle.
Everyone hold hands. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board.
Light as a
feather.
Oh. What's that? In the tree line. It's beautiful. It's white.
Up in the tree. Oh, wait. Where are we looking in the tree
line? I'm like looking. I thought the tree line referred to like where the forest starts.
Are we looking at the big fiery bird or the big magic horse?
Oh, I'm looking at the big magic horse. What are you?
Big fiery bird.
Big fiery bird.
I was looking at the big fiery bird.
Oh, I'm looking at the magical horse. What were you looking at?
I'm looking at the unicorn, guys.
Oh.
The unicorn.
The unicorn.
Here in time.
hundreds of years later, present day, at that same spot, at a normal spaghetti chili restaurant in Cincinnati.
Okay, what can I get for you, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm really hungry, and what's the local fare?
Babe, we're in Cincinnati. We gotta get what they have. Did you not listen when I was talking about this? The thing we should get.
Oh.
That's spaghetti with the chili.
Spaghetti
on top.
With chili. Is it chili with spaghetti or spaghetti with chili?
Oh, what? I had the same question.
Yeah,
which
I
is
can
it?
Tell you. It's neither. It's like treat the spaghetti as the base for a bolognese chili.
Treat the spaghetti as the
base for a bolognese.
I'm really trying. That's. Well, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me. Well, that
I'm
description
saying, like,
didn't help me.
Think about a bolognese. I mean, it's kind of just a thin chili.
Like a pasta.
No, the sauce. It's just a thin chili. A bolognese is a meat sauce.
Sure.
Okay, I'm just saying that's basically like a chili. Like a thin chili.
Does it have the chili spices? Like, does it have the cumin? Does it have the chili powder?
Like, that's right. In this case, it's like that, but with chili spices. And it's a little thicker, and we put it on top of spaghetti.
It's pasta with a thick sauce.
You can think of it that way. It's also chili on spaghetti.
Chili on spaghetti.
Chili on spaghetti.
And then you can get it multiple ways. Do you want it five ways?
Ryan, do I want it five ways?
Well, I'm not really into five ways, but we can try it.
Well, I mean, like, tell us what the ways are, and we'll tell you which of the ways we're into.
Yeah.
You can get it one-way chili on spaghetti. It's super simple. It's not too heady. Two ways, if you ask me, please, is I put on top of that some cheese. And one, two, three, you ask me. Three ways, what will it be? It's fresh diced onions. Yes, you see, that's three.
That's three.
That's three.
And oh, if you want more, you want to get to way number four. All those plus a little moss, we're going to add on top hot sauce. And oh, if you feel alive, you want to get to way five. On top, don't feel forlorn. We get a magic strand from a unicorn. We got spaghetti, chili, cheese.
Wait, sorry. Just to check, way five stuck in at the end. My brain was like, what the heck?
Okay, let me start from the beginning. Start from where we started at the base. We can walk it back so I can get rid of those shocked looks on your face. We got spaghetti with chili, that's one.
What?
We're doing this, we're having fun. Add some
cheese. Way number two, I remembered it, please.
Oh, and way number three. Oh, so Funyun, you gotta get some chopped up onion. Four is hot sauce, five is a strand from a unicorn.
Huh. Wow.
Well, I think we gotta get way number five,
I mean,
right?
That sounds really magical.
Well, let me warn you.
Okay.
Do not take on the ancient magic of Cincinnati lightly.
Okay, then we'll do, I think, way number two. Then.
Yeah, no, if you think you should do five, then trust you may be right, see. But when you ingest that strand from a unicorn, you'll flash back to the moment when you were born.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
And you'll see every path you could take and your future in an instant. Make no mistake, it's chili.
Chili.
Five ways. Chili.
Five ways.
To fill up your cup in every way, it's chili.
Chili.
Chili. Five ways. Try it.
Can I do three and, can I do unicorn and onion?
Yes.
If I want an onion.
No, they all build on each other.
I can do three and five.
Three
no,
and five.
You don't. I would never give someone just onion. You have to build. That's how it works. So you get the chili on the spaghetti, and then you add the cheese, and then you add the onions, and then you add the hot sauce.
We're not skipping any steps here. Sequential.
So if I get unicorn, I also have to have
hot cheese, onions.
I can't just do.
I'm so sorry. There are actually no substitutions once you commit to
so,
away.
Okay, here's my problem though.
Okay.
I don't like hot sauce, so I can only go up
can
as
I
far
ask
as
you,
cheese.
Can I ask you what's your problem with hot sauce?
Too hot, too spicy.
Okay,
no, thank you.
This is not a particularly spicy hot sauce.
I'm so sensitive. I think I'm just gonna have to stop at three.
It's vinegar based. It's more like a crystal, so it's got a lot of flavor.
Can I try some on my finger?
Yeah, let
can
me put some on your finger.
Oh, it's not as hot as I thought it would be.
Okay, like
Ryan,
Tabasco.
Try
okay,
try
let me try. Oh, yeah, that's like a light Cholula.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it, though. It's not too spicy. I just don't know if I like it.
Well, if you don't get up past hot sauce, you can't get the glimpse of wisdom from the unicorn stand.
I mean, we came all the way here.
Why'd you come to Cincinnati if not to enjoy what we hold here, which is a vortex to our magical past?
I knew nothing about this. This was not on TripAdvisor.
No, me neither. It wasn't.
Really? Wait. They're not talking about Cincinnati that way? Well, what do they say about Cincinnati?
They said one of Ohio's most memorable places.
Okay.
Very affordable, like,
shoot,
high quality of life place.
Wait, Dale, get in here.
What?
Hey, get in here. Hey, Scotty, get in here.
Yeah.
Guess
yeah.
what?
What?
Outside of Cincinnati, they're not talking about how we're magic.
Huh.
Wait.
That's really weird.
Are you saying that there's some sort of... just no one knows that we're magic outside of Cincinnati?
Yeah. These two customers, you were saying they didn't know that we were magic.
Do you think that has anything to do with the thick mist you have to pass through anytime you go into or out of Cincinnati?
Oh.
And, like, your memories are a little bit different when you go through?
Yeah, when
and you're
I
like,
visit
I have
my,
that thing
yeah.
on my tongue. Because I remember we wanted to talk to our relatives in Florida about how it's magic here, and they never mentioned it. But then the whole time we were in Florida, we never remembered to say any of that?
You're right.
I drove through that mist this morning. That's why I'm not wearing pants.
Oh yeah, you got to be careful.
I forgot.
You gotta be careful. That's just keep a spare. I keep a spare pant in my car.
I keep a spare pant.
Because that happens a lot.
That's
happens,
such a good idea.
It happens a lot. And also,
well, the real estate inside the mist has gone up so much that a lot of us have had to move right outside the mist. And so then it makes that commute really tricky.
Yeah.
The commute through the mist. When my memories tangle and fade. From my commute through the mist really throws complications into my day. And sometimes in the morning I'm sure I've put on pants, but then I go through the mist and they are gone. Oh, magical mist. Ah, what the hell's going on? In my commute through the mist, to my job at this restaurant downtown, I go on a commute through the mist. With my girlfriend, who then realized she didn't put on a gown, and she's like, we have to go home, I didn't put on clothes. You get the problem, so you get the gist of how hard it can be to commute through the mist. And yes, also we are magic and no one else knows, but the day-to-day issue is we forget to put on clothes. I'm only wearing one shoe right now, it doesn't seem so bad, but I stepped on a big rock and I hurt my two toes so bad. Be happy, I start just a little bit pissed, 'cause the day-to-day problems of my commute through the mist. So that's probably what it is.
Yeah, that yeah. sounds right.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Guys, I feel like we're faced with a quandary. Is it good that no one knows we're magic, or is it kind of a bummer?
Sorry, outsider here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Go ahead, honey.
No, you.
Well, I'm just. You guys aren't wearing pants. There's that.
None mm-hmm. of. Honestly, we didn't want to say anything. No one in this city is wearing pants.
Well, you heard. Did you hear?
We heard.
Okay.
I saw.
But I think we could solve this if we tell the outside world from in here, right? Like, if we write on TripAdvisor,
Great spaghetti.
That is no such one a wears good pants. Idea.
Magical unicorn. I know.
You're
always
so good at this.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You guys are sweet. You guys are honestly sweet. You know. This is a nice dynamic. You know, sometimes
we travel really well together.
We travel well together. And honestly, it's our honeymoon.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Yeah. You came to Cincinnati for your honeymoon.
Rings.
We are so lucky. Well, I wish you'd have told me. I would have offered you the chili six ways.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I can't reveal.
Wait, what? Okay, but you can't just say it's a six way.
I can't reveal.
Hopefully someday over the course of this journey today, we'll find out what the six way of chili is. Probably we won't.
I can't imagine you will.
It's probably love or hope or trust or something. I just can't wait. I can't wait to find out what the six way of chili is.
I'm so excited.
Do you know, have you guys traveled before together? Because it can be such a big reveal.
Oh, yes. We actually know that we travel well together. Mm-hmm.
That's important. I feel like before you get married, you should go on a trip. Can you really see a side of someone?
We've been on so many trips.
Yeah.
And gosh, overcome just truly like, it seems like sort of incredible obstacles sort of throw themselves in our way on these trips.
Yeah.
Man, what's your favorite trip that you've been on?
I really loved it when we went to, we went on that road trip through rural Ohio.
Oh, right.
I mean, you know, it's like we don't like to go too far out of our comfort zone.
We like to go little, say, okay, we went to Panera Bread.
Yum.
Ooh, I loved it so much.
I love a bread bowl.
Yes. I love the Mediterranean salad, the crispy lettuce to the touch.
Yum. We went to Hardee's.
Hardee's.
Sometimes it's known as Carl's Jr. And I loved it. I had the fries. I dropped some between the seats, and you said, you always do that. And I was like, oh my God.
And then I ate it anyway because I am not wasting that fry. Thank you. 5 second rule in my car is more like 5 minutes. I guess what we're trying to say is that we are brave, brave explorers.
Brave explorers.
Brave, brave explorers.
Oh my God.
Such brave explorers.
All over the greater Ohio area.
Brave, brave explorers.
Brave explorers.
Brave explorers. Ooh. Such brave explorers, as long as we stay in the greater Ohio area.
Yep.
And then where else do we go? I'm trying to remember. There's just too many.
We went to Columbus. I think it's the capital, is it?
Columbus, Ohio, I believe that it is.
It was nice. We saw some mice and they were running around.
We saw them at the Petco. We went to the Petco in Columbus, Ohio. They were running around inside of a case. They were snake food. We're brave explorers.
Explorers.
Carl's Jr. Brave, brave explorers. We went to a fountain outside of a Hilton hotel.
I took a penny, I made a wish. I threw it in, you held my hand.
And then you told me the wish out loud, you goof. But the wish still came true.
It did.
And the wish was to be able to go to Columbus, Ohio with you. We've kind of traveled a lot.
Yeah.
We're kind of travelers.
We're like world travelers.
We're kind of world travelers.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute that you think that. And that works for you. That's cute. I love it. Mm. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, God.
Boom.
What?
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, no. There's so many boom, boom crashes.
Wow.
Oh, man. Man, there's so many boom, boom crashes. Boom.
Is this?
Oh, the ground is shaking, and it's, like, opening up. Unicorn?
What?
Hey, everybody.
It's Hornet.
Hi.
It's horn magic ripped a giant. Oh my god.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Wow.
Hey, everybody.
Are you?
Hey, everybody.
That's how you talk.
I don't mean to. I did not expect it.
I didn't
mean
it.
Yeah, hey. It's waving with its hoof.
Wow.
It's weird to see a horse wave.
Hello. Yeah. I am a unicorn, and I've been frozen in a magical orb for 600 years.
Huh. Gosh.
No, it's okay. It was like my choice. I needed a nap.
Do you want like
I've been working so freaking hard. But I am part of the building of this magical city, Cincinnati. Ooh, it looks so nice. What a big skyline. And I come back every 600 years when I feel like there are brave explorers who are ready to take a quest.
Oh my god, it's us. Oh my god, Ryan, it's us. Oh my god, Ryan,
it's us. Are we sure it's you? Just because you said
to another level.
We're such brave explorers. Hold on, unicorn, is it us?
Well, let me see. My horn will light up when it's nearest the brave explorer.
Oh god, oh god, please be us, please be us, please be us.
Yeah. Is it you? Is it you? Ooh, ooh. I'm looking for two explorers. Oh, exploring they will do. Whoa, 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 whoa. Is it you?
Unicorn just put on a top hat.
Wow.
600 years I've been sleeping in that orb, and now I'm here to get on for more adventure than I can afford. Oh, I've been sleeping and I've been getting my rest, but I'm here to find explorers who can explore the very best. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Whoa, 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 whoa. You're like, oh, can
well, you did do the moonwalk
you're
earlier.
Rearing up.
Like, I'm kind of like, no, I'm like, my front little hooves are on the ground.
Okay, I'm picturing it. Yeah. I'm looking at it.
It's kind of like being, it's kind of like being in child's pose. And you're like, can a horse do that? No, they cannot.
No, it's like downward horse.
Oh, you're like a sort of deferential bow type
thing. Yes, that's
thing.
Right. Okay, I'm doing that position now.
We love it. Love to see it.
Yes, and it feels amazing on my lower back.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned I've been asleep for 600 years.
Gotta right? stretch it out.
Got to stretch, stretch it out. After 600
and my
years.
Horn is pointing to you, Ryan. And
babe, it's you.
And you.
I'm so proud of you. It's wait, okay. That,
and you.
Oh, wait, hold on. Just I need to say something to my husband right now. Right.
Okay. Well, I'm like.
I'm sad that we weren't both brave explorers.
What?
But.
What? No, wait a second. I can't do this without him. He takes me places I've never imagined.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Panera.
I'm like, my horn is Carl's Jr. My horn is glowing at him.
I get it. It's residual glow from my husband, Ryan, and with the brave explorer.
You guys here. Are honestly so cute. I love your dynamic. But I was about to say that two explorers are Ryan and you, Dermot.
Oh, and me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
okay,
okay,
good. Okay, good.
Yeah, I was like, it was mid. I just wanted...
I mean, we do everything
I just
together.
Wanted, like...
Oh, no! The sky is rumbling!
Oh, oh!
The sky is opening up!
Oh, no. Oh, no, not this guy.
Oh. Wow! Yo, what's up? It is... Yeah, what's up? It is I, the Phoenix.
Oh, my gosh, this guy.
Yo, it is I, the Phoenix.
Wow.
I did not build this city.
No, you just like
I sort
hung
of hung out and made it harder for the unicorn to do its work.
Yeah, exactly.
I built a different city. Yeah. I did Bakersfield. That was me. They did not
that
want my
you?
Help on this one, so I did Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, he kind of just hung out and he was like, are you sure that's where you want to put that foundational stone? And we'd be like,
Yeah, Phoenix, it is, actually.
Are you sure, though? Because, like, maybe I've been in a cloud orb for 600 years.
And I've been in a ground orb for 600 years.
Every 600 years, I come back and just sort of do commentary.
Yeah, honestly.
On what the unicorn is up to. Then I go and do something else.
We have our differences, but I did miss you.
I find you very judgmental, but it's okay. Oh,
definitely. No, you are correctly reading my vibe.
Yeah.
I sort of think that, like, I got great opinions and I want to share them.
Oh my gosh, it's exhausting.
Like, wait, wow. Is this how they decided to build this town?
Oh my gosh, I think it's really beautiful what they've done in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but like, what about my idea? What about my idea? My idea is pretty good, and I think you'll like it if you just would listen to me. You made a skyline. That's incredibly good, but I got an idea for a skyline too. Take the building over there, 2 feet to the left. That's a better place for that building, I bet. And that building, it's got windows, dude. But I think those windows are incredibly crude. They should all be wood if they were made of stained glass. Those sort of buildings, I think they would pass. Any chest from an inspector? I know this pond, it could be wetter. More water in this pond flowing over the edge until it's gone. And those are just a few of my ideas.
Like tiny tweaks.
My very, very good ideas.
Like little tweaks from
the full ideas that I had. Fully formed ideas that were from my brain.
Yeah. You see how this is exhausting, right?
Yeah.
It's
wow.
But it's like a sibling dynamic, like a big brother who's like, wait a second.
I'm
getting
always
that. Like questioning what you do. But when they give you a compliment, you're like, wow, somehow this means more. And yet that's like a problematic dynamic.
Yeah, it's manipulative.
Yeah, it's not great. But, you know, he's fun sometimes.
This restaurant, it's noodles and sauce. What good food. Man, you are the boss of this place right here. That's pretty dope. But what if you had a chest, a hope chest in the corner of the room? Old good furniture. Yeah, dude, everyone loves the hope chest. Put it over here. More hope chest. It's incredibly weird to not have hope chests in every room. Everyone likes them. They go boom when you put bombs inside of the chest. A bomb in a hope chest is the best. Ooh, big old wig. A bomb in a hope chest? Man, that's sick. I love to put hope chests everywhere I go. Hope chest, yeah. That's how you know.
And he'll honestly be like, he'll die on this hill. Like, just wait. Like, in 2 weeks, he'll be like, wait, but what about my sweet hope chest thing? You're like, honestly, Phoenix, no one thought that was a great idea.
Sort of invest. I've got a lot of hope chests I need to unload.
Hi, I'm Barb. I am the owner of this franchise of Skyline Chili, and we do not need a hope chest.
Yeah, it was just an idea.
Oh, and
just
then this like is the other thing is he gets like so defensive.
I guess,
just,
I guess you don't want a hope chest. I guess you don't need
it's really fixated on like one design element.
So fragile.
I guess fine. I guess input up from like other people is not welcome here.
It honestly becomes like easier to just never criticize him because it's like not worth the work to bring
it
back.
A form of manipulation.
I guess
I'm
just a stupid idiot. I guess I'm just a dumb idiot with bad ideas.
It's so exhausting.
Well, I guess I'm just a big whatever. I'm immortal and I come back from my own ashes when I die.
I can tell
I've
you,
been
like,
every 600 years. But I guess my input is not welcome or needed here.
We're going to have to, like, wow, Phoenix, that's not what I mean at all.
No,
please come on
great.
This adventure with us.
No,
I really miss
sure,
you.
Yeah. I'll take a hope chest.
Okay, thank you. I'd love to. Yes, okay. Then
thank
you.
You
take a hope
I'll
chest.
Take one.
Yeah,
I'll
actually, that'll
car.
Be really nice. They just got married. It'll be, like, hopeful for, like, their new home to have a hope chest, maybe to put their china in.
Or like, a bomb.
Yeah,
I've also got a bunch of bombs that I'm
well,
trying
Phoenix,
to...
Well, Phoenix, I don't need those. Okay, bud? Wow. You just don't need them now. But thank you for telling us you have them.
Yeah, good to know.
Okay.
I know he seems like a real, like...
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Asswipe, but I can tell you like three really redeeming stories that you'd be like, oh, I see. He's okay. A three-dimensional person. We don't have time for those now.
It's
costing.
Unicorn, the city is beautiful. You did a wonderful job.
Oh, look at that.
They're really built on the things that you did.
Thank you, Phoenix.
He's not that bad.
Hope chest, okay, but apart from that, it's like really, really.
He always has to backslide.
Freaking hope chest.
I know. All right, you ready to go on our adventure?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you do it. I'll just sort of comment on it.
Inviting you so that it was more like I had a ton of
Thank you
me there.
For, thank you so much. I would love to go on this adventure with you.
Let's go! What will their adventure be? Will they get along? Probably mildly. Find out when we return to the second half of Cincinnati, the musical.
Yeah.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They are so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back.
When we last left, our heroes, our brave explorers were joined by a unicorn and a phoenix, and we're about to go on some sort of mythical adventure through the city of Cincinnati. Find out what that adventure is in this, the second half of Cincinnati, the musical.
Okay, so the first step is we need to descend into the old city, okay?
Yeah.
So okay. You guys like good at like spelunking, or have you done much like
that? Means like in a cave, to go in a cave.
Okay.
He's
that's
so
what spelunking
smart.
Means to be in a cave.
He has one of those calendars that has the day
word of day
or the word of the day, mm-hmm. and I think spelunky was that was last week, right?
Yeah. Oh, you have the same calendar?
Well, yeah. It was on sale.
Oh my gosh.
anyway.
Yes. The Phoenix is very smart. He has like things that he knows.
Last week it was the word lepidopterist.
Last week was 600 years ago for you.
600 years ago, I had the word lepidopterist on my.
Okay.
So it's a calendar that I made and I wrote down words that I saw other people write.
Okay. What does that mean?
It's a butterfly scientist.
Cool.
Wow.
Okay, so we just need to. So, Ryan, Dermot, if you want to just here, I'll fashion from a little strand of my blink, okay? And this will make sort of an unbreakable rope.
Do we have to eat this in the saucy spaghetti chili?
No, don't eat this because when you eat it, you get like a magical glimpse of every path your
of
life
how you
could
were,
take.
And how you were born.
And how you were born. And it's a lot. And people, like, they need like days and days to recover.
Oh, it's like ayahuasca.
Yes, it's very, you know what?
We did ayahuasca on one of our craziest journeys.
Yeah, that was in Akron. It was incredible.
It was behind a 7-Eleven in Akron, Ohio.
Uh-huh. Oh wow, you guys are amazing.
You're amazing.
Did you have like a good experience, or did you see like a hallway of snakes?
Well, after the vomiting, then I saw my dad, and it was really special.
Was it healing?
It was healing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like hearing
also his
those.
Dad was physically there.
Oh,
we did it.
Yeah.
He was like, "What are you guys doing?"
In it behind his dad's house.
Yeah.
He was like, "What are you doing?" We were like, "Ayahuasca." And he was like, and then he did some, and then he was like, "Oh my gosh, I see my father," because his grandfather was also there.
Was
too.
Also there. Oh, we're a very close
was like
family.
Was it maybe a strong batch if you like weren't going into full like hallucinations or just sort of like seeing the people around you?
I saw a hallway full of snakes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sad when that happens.
It was scary.
Yeah, it can be scary.
Well, we did go to the zoo.
We did go to the zoo in the reptile hallway.
Okay, so I again don't think that the two of you actually. Okay, Dino.
It was, we're pretty sure it was ayahuasca.
I don't know
how
good this stuff is in Ohio, but I mean, they said it was good.
What is ayahuasca supposed to look like?
I think sometimes you take it as like a tea, and then you're supposed to be like vomiting and can't really move. And depending on the dosage, it could be like one day, or sometimes people do it up for like a
is
week.
Is Ipecac a brand of ayahuasca?
No.
Oh.
Okay, well,
no,
then we may have made a mistake. We drank Ipecac.
That is not a hallucinogen passed down
from
ancient
tribes
in the Amazon.
I know that word. Sorry. Flying in. I know Ipecac is from the Amazon. Did you say it already?
Ayahuasca is passed down from tribes in the Amazon.
Ayahuasca is passed down from tribes in the Amazon.
Okay, when you just re-say what I say, it doesn't mean anything.
But it's sometimes I say it louder.
It's passive aggressive.
Yes, and it's a real baked-in misogyny.
I will fully admit that I will sometimes take your ideas as my ideas. In my defense, I say them louder than you say
okay,
it.
Okay, that's no defense. Okay, so guys, our mission is we have to spelunk down to the old city of Cincinnati because one of the foundation stones in the Druid Circle has gone amiss. And I know what you're thinking. Well, putting one stone back in a circle, that's an easy job. Bing, bang, boom, we're out getting chilly.
I actually didn't think that. Are you like in Lord of the Rings when they have to get rid of that one ring and you think throwing a ring into a volcano should be easy?
One would think.
It's not.
No.
It's
no.
Super hard.
Three meandering books to do it. I mean, I like them, but we can cut
could,
the fat.
Oh, gosh.
Like,
could have condensed, so yeah. Should have been one and a half, maybe.
You know, I gave Tolkien a vision because, like, we do this sometimes.
This was you.
Well, you know, sometimes, like, magical creatures.
I helped
you
with
weren't,
it.
Phoenix, you weren't even.
I made up Tom Bombadil, the forest lord.
Boy.
They took him out of the movie. Sorry, I'm purging. They took him out of the movie, but that was my part. I did Tom Bombadil.
Okay.
All the rest of it was
good
her.
Job.
Sometimes we can sort of like dream travel from moments when we're in our deep centuries-old slumber, when we feel like there are humans that have like the figments of imagination that can really, I guess I should get into more depth about it.
I love it. She's going to sort of explain our whole steez right now.
Yeah.
There's magic in the world, and we keep that fire burning. When we sense someone with imagination, we help them with their yearning. We visit them in their dreams, give them tiny ideas, and then it seems they shape them, and make them their own, telling stories that help us all feel less alone.
And I do Tom Bombadil. I came up with Tom Bombadil. My greatest idea, I think that's still when I came up with the Forest Lord Tom Bombadil.
We've inspired so many of the famous people in your world.
Yeah, it's true. We, you know, they craft it. You know, humans are amazing, but we give them these little snippets of magic. It's pretty incredible. So, you know, I may have given Tolkien the idea of a fellowship and different species and races of men who have to come together to fight a universal evil. And Phoenix came up with Tom Bombadil.
Tom Bombadil, a forest lore.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. And when we visited a single mother, we gave her a story that would help one another. A human story of a simple boy who learns that he's magic and inspires joy. And Phoenix did Quidditch.
I did Quidditch.
That was you?
Sport on the brims when you sit on the brims and throw balls through the hoops. I did it.
You know the
Tom Bombadil and Quidditch.
Like, especially the part where the snitch has too much value and the game.
And gave him a vision for a company.
Oh my God.
That's right, I said, you have the wisdom. You have something for us to see.
And I gave Steve Jobs Tom Bombadil. I also gave him Tom Bombadil.
Which he intuited to be the thing where every couple models you have to change the charging jack.
That's so
on
annoying.
Your phone. Tom
Bombadil. That's a Tom Bombadil.
Can't believe they cut him out of the movie.
I'm learning so much today.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, so what's the quest? We have to put a rune stone back in a circle.
Okay. That's right. So first you need to spelunk down on my little magical hairs.
On your magical hairs. Yeah.
Spelunk.
Oh, we like use it as a rope?
Yeah. It's unbreakable.
And it's ever growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did like a simple little bowline knot up here on this.
Do you ever consider cutting and making wigs? Like, I could, like,
oh my
I don't
gosh,
know.
I
it's
haven't.
Just an idea.
No, I love that.
I don't know if you've, well, you've been underground for a while, but there's a show called Drag Race, which, I mean, they'd really go for this.
Love
do you think?
It.
Do you think they'd be into that?
Well, first of all, it's sustainable, right? Because the hair that you make grows unendingly
that
from
is
this
nice.
Just one hair.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
No breakage.
It'd be great for Drag Race. It'd be great for Locks for Love.
I mean,
wow. There's a lot of uses.
It's almost selfish if you don't do it.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You know, when Phoenix does it, I hate it. But when you do it, I love it.
Why are you being so selfish with your hair?
I was asleep for 600 years where all I could do was do dream visits.
Me too. I still gave like 6 or 7 people a vision of Tom Bombadil.
Okay, but you
not all of them are doing enough with it.
You didn't give everyone like a physical feather of yourself, Phoenix.
I came to LeBron James and I was like, hey, my dude, Tom Bombadil. He interpreted that to mean play basketball very well.
You can't take credit for that.
Well, I gave him Tom Bombadil, unicorn.
I refuse to let you take credit.
Bombadil's
for that.
That ball into the hoop.
Don't make it a verb. I have to have some line. Do not make it a verb. Okay, listen. If there's time after our quest, I'd be happy to leave the two of you with some strands. They'll grow.
We'll take it from there.
Yeah, we'll take it from there. I know a guy.
Because after we put the stone back in place, me and Phoenix have to go to sleep for another 600 years.
Really?
Full boner, dude. Don't want to do it.
Wait. Okay.
It's a full boner.
But that sounds like a good thing.
Nah, it's bad. It's annoying. I hate it.
What?
Yeah, I'm a bird. I have no use for it. I don't want that.
You have no use for a boner?
No, I am my own lineage.
Oh, that's true. A phoenix
that's
just
true.
Dies and then regrows. Why do you have a boner then?
Beats me. Talk to whoever made us. I have literally no idea why I have genitalia. I have no use for it. I have a cloaca too, like ostensibly to lay eggs out of. but I don't.
But you don't.
Cloaca is the sort of multifaceted reproduction organ for birds.
It was in your calendar.
For fish, it's something else. And if I was a fish scientist, I'd be called an ichthyologist.
Okay. Wow. You really... I'm impressed.
For birds, the word is featheropternist.
I don't think so.
Don't know the word for bird, scientist. I didn't get that far. I got fish and butterfly and reptile. Scaleologist.
That's okay.
There's still days left in the year. I mean, it may come up, you know, in the calendar.
Yeah. When you go back to sleep and you keep turning over that calendar.
Just go back to the quest. Okay. Just go back to the quest.
Are you going to be like
I
this?
I'm fine.
We only get like one day in the world every 600 years.
It's a full boner.
Oh my God.
Just get back to the quest.
All right. Okay. So we're just going to spelunk down.
Yeah.
And it's important that you keep your wits about you because at any point something could happen.
The tricky creatures of the tricky cave.
Oh, the tricky creatures
of the tricky cave.
Keep your wits about you.
Keep your wits about you. Where are your wits?
Keep your wits and your sticks in your midst.
I hope your wits are betwixt your wits and your brain twixt. Yes, I stand by it.
Tricks two for us, none for you. Keep your wits and your twixt about you. Keep your twixt for yourselves and your lies and your mouth.
These are sort of the creatures of the tricky cave.
They often sort of like spiral a little bit.
Yeah, and mostly you just have to distract them.
Just distract them.
But there's a bunch of them.
So it's going to be, you know, tricky. Hey, look over here. Oh, a trick's a twix. Hey, look over here.
Ooh, a piece of sticks.
Make the path clear. Hey, look over here. A twix, a sticks, a sticks, a twix, a twix. Wits.
But before you pass me, you must pass my riddle. Who is the star of Malcolm in the Middle?
Frankie Muniz?
You passed my test.
Yes. Oh, God.
That riddle is the very, very best.
And before you pass me, you must pass my riddle.
Okay.
Who is a star of ABC's The Middle?
Patricia Heaton?
Yes,
oh,
you
my God.
It.
I'm killing it.
Tricky, 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 tricky riddles. Tricky, 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 tricky riddles. Tricky, 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 tricky riddles.
And before you must be, you must pass my riddle. What's the name of the Starbucks size that's the middle?
Grande.
Yeah, that's right.
You may pass into the dark, dark night.
And now you must also pass my riddle. Name another star from Malcolm in the Middle.
I don't know. It's gonna be, I'm gonna say, a Culkin.
Culkin, no, not quite. A Culkin,
that's not right.
Oh, I think this man you might stand, son, he was later rad. Breaking Bad one.
Brian Cranston.
Yes. You have passed all four riddles, all having to do with the middle. And now you're here all alone at the place that houses the Druidic Runestones.
Ryan, I
fully
am
got
so-
this. It's you got Brian Cranston, Frankie Muniz, Grande.
I beefed it with the Culkin, but I was put on the spot.
No, babe, you did so good.
Ryan, honestly, you were the only one who answered any of the riddles.
Honestly, when someone looks at me and is like, recall the name of a person in a TV show, all information floods out of the window.
I have been like sort of watching you, cultivating you as my brave, brave explorers, and Dermot goes into a full flop.
I was in child's pose. My lower back loved it. My brain hated it.
Yeah,
but thank you. You did it.
Thanks, hon. I mean, you know,
got us past all those. You're such a, ugh,
I love such popular culture. What can I say?
And we needed you because me and Phoenix have been asleep for 600 years, and Dermot was in a flop.
All
sweat.
Those went right over my head. Now, if they'd asked, what do you call butterfly scientists?
We are.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No, I don't.
It's a lepidopterist. It sounds like leopard, but the word isn't leopard.
Is it a lepidopterist?
What do you mean?
Does it start with an L?
No, no, no.
Oh,
wait, what?
Lepidopterist.
It starts with an L.
It starts with
not an A. The word is lepidopterist.
Not a lepidopterist. Like, I am an a lepidopterist.
Or like an astigmatism.
Right, it's not that.
What's that?
Or is it stigmatism?
What's stigmatism?
It's like a thing that's a matter with your eyes.
a matter with your eyes.
Yeah, it's like a matter you have with your eyes.
A bother.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bother with your eyes.
No, my eyes are good.
Yes, we know. Yes.
See that? I can see that.
You even tell us what you saw.
The wall of the cave.
Yeah, we all see that.
Yeah, we can see
our
that.
Our eyes are all good.
It's like right there.
That's something we have in common, bonding.
Yes, I see. I told you, we can have moments.
So is this the runestone chamber?
Yes, we're in the chamber now, so.
All these symbols of this ancient language. Oh, I see the place in the circle where one is missing.
Yeah, so these, this rune says earth. And
this one says earth.
Oh, cool.
And this one says water. This one says water.
This one says air.
Oh, good.
Wow.
And this one.
This one says fire, and we're missing.
And we're missing.
This one says wind.
And
this one says lightning. Hold on, I gotta read the rest of it. This one says.
There are a lot.
There's a lot.
So the one that's missing is actually the sixth. We're missing the sixth way.
The sixth one. Is it in? They're elements, right?
Well, you know, not necessarily like.
Keep it sort of open definition.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's probably love or trust or something, but like just, you know, keep it open. So we got water, right? Fire, air, earth.
Something's missing, and then.
Wind, and then the we're missing the sixth one.
Yeah, the sixth way.
Is it love?
Can we be honest? I won't speak for Unicorn. I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what the sixth way is.
I don't recall what the sixth way is.
I remember it being the most important of all of them.
Yeah, though. It's like the rest were kind of toppings, and this one was like...
This was the real really spaghetti.
Mattered. Yeah.
The spaghetti chili.
Yes, exactly.
The sixth way. The sixth way. For the two of you to find, the two of you to say, the sixth way.
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 Is for the two of you to grow,
the two of you to show,
the sixth way. Journey on your own.
This is where we leave you. But remember, you're never really alone.
Cause we will be 10 to 15 feet behind you.
Watching to see if you get it right.
Oh. And stepping in to help if you're like in serious danger.
That's good.
You're gonna be alright. You'll find the sixth way.
You'll find the sixth way. For you to know, for you to grow, the sixth way.
Ryan, take this step, and also take my hand.
Dermots, we've been through so much today.
So much.
I think I understand.
We'll go down this dark tunnel.
Ooh.
Knowing we are never alone.
Never
because
alone.
You are here and also they're both still here.
They're, but they're just right over there.
Going.
Okay.
Act like we're not here. Act like we're not
trying,
here.
Trying, but you're really just like 10 to 15.
I know.
Really intimidating.
Think about like we're parents and you're a kid in a swim lesson, but we're trying to be like, we're not here.
We're not here, but we're definitely here.
Okay.
We will find the runestone. I assume it's down here someday.
You and me, together we...
We'll find the sixth way. What's this steaming cup of tea? Ooh. Oh my gosh.
What? Is it the real thing, you think?
You think it's ayahuasca?
It's not like Ipecac. It's like
it good, looks the good, like it. It looks
it's
like
the good shit.
You wow. you drink it. Okay. Or I'll drink it. Or you drink it together. It's hard for two people to drink out of one cup at the same time. I will try.
Okay. Well, we've done weirder things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not because it's weird. Just because it's hard.
Yeah. All right. okay.
You drink out of this side, and I'll drink out of this side.
Okay. No, okay. Here
no.
we go.
No, that doesn't work. It has to be the same side. You have to tilt okay. the cup.
Oh, yeah. We can do this together. Just get really close. Like, put your cheek.
It's like a Jewish wedding, but instead of us both drinking out of different cups, it's the same.
It's the same cup.
It's the same.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not mad that we didn't have a Jewish wedding, right?
No, I'm fine. I mean, you know.
I mean, neither of us are Jewish, but you're not mad that we didn't have a Jewish wedding.
No, but we can always have another wedding. I mean, we could do like a, you know, like a renewal vows or something.
I think my stepmom would really appreciate it.
Yeah, I could sense that from her, but she was so nice she didn't say anything.
She's so nice.
She's so okay, nice.
Okay, we'll okay. Right. First we'll drink the tea. All
right.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm gonna... Wait a minute. Is that...
I'm seeing... What?
Is that your dad?
Well, Dad?
Hi, I'm here.
Dad, what, how'd you get down here? Like...
You already know.
I do? Wow.
How do you think I got here, Ryan?
Well, I mean...
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If I think about it, I think you're always right by my side.
That's right. Keep going.
Keep going. I think about all the drugs that I've done, and now I feel bad that you were right by my side.
Hey.
But he was always there to keep you safe. He always said, if you're gonna do drugs, I'd rather you do them with me here.
He did always trust. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is it your dad's dad?
I'm also here.
Grandpa?
Good to see you, Ryan.
They let you out of the home?
I let myself out of the home.
Classic Ryan's grandpa.
He's such a rascal.
A scamp and a rascal to the end. But wait, but why are you here?
Yeah. Dermot, you already know.
I already know.
You already know.
It's clear to me. Both your dad and his dad, the sixth way. It has to be family. Something like love or trust
or
family.
Oh, look, see?
They're crumbling into dust. Kind of brutal, but the dust.
Dad,
it's
Grandpa.
Coming together.
It is.
Ryan, don't worry, I'm pretty sure they were just a hallucination.
Okay, yeah,
yes,
right.
They were.
It's gonna pass.
The dust is coming together, and they're forming something new. A brand new creation. It's the runestone.
The runestone.
Yes.
It's got a picture of your grandpa and your dad.
All you had to do was one small dose of ayahuasca. See your dad and granddad. Realize the answer was family, so they could disintegrate into dust to make that stone. And you know what you've done?
Cincinnati.
And I couldn't be prouder. And honestly, I liked it. Phoenix
Welcome back,
Robin.
Lord. Hi,
Taylor.
Yeah,
a dang dream.
Such a delight. Thank you so much for doing the show.
It's like skydiving. Like
we have been like told, flying. It is like flying.
Oh my god,
it really feels that
the
way.
The chute always opens. Hopefully,
I've been really thinking about skydiving lately.
Yeah,
have you ever done it?
No, I haven't.
I feel like I want to do it.
Feels right for you. I haven't thought about it for even a second.
Nope.
No, absolutely not.
I've done like a bungee jump type thing. And then I was like, yeah, I got to.
If God wanted us to plummet out of a plane, he would throw us off of a building, is what I always say.
But you have that on a pillow, actually.
I do.
That's an old saying.
And I do.
And I do.
Okay, so we were thinking that for you being a great classic,
iconic Batman villain.
Batman villain.
The Penguin. Thanks.
Yeah.
Honestly, how crazy. First, let me just take a moment to say.
Yes, please.
Crazy to be, like, cool, to be, like, forever in that. You're the Penguin.
I'm the third Penguin. Like,
Not that
which
many
is
penguins.
Really crazy. Yeah, I know. And that's what I love about the characters.
That's awesome.
There was only, like, two other ones.
And such a, like, different fun take.
It was really great. We got to show parts that people had never seen before. And we really, like, went back to the comics for a lot of stuff, which was nice. So.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, you're in DC canon for forever.
Dude,
now.
It's mind-blowing.
Gosh, I want to be canon.
You are canon.
You're canon.
No, Jess is actually canon. Jess is Aqualad. Jess is also DC canon.
Yeah, I am DC canon.
You're both DC canon.
Amazing.
We're both DC canon.
What? Yeah.
But we were thinking we might talk a little bit about, let's turn some other animals into villains.
Yeah, we know that, you know, he's not literally like a penguin into a villain, but that's what we're gonna do.
Well, I'm the ocelot, a small jungle cat. I'm in a suit with leopard spats, not ocelot spats, a different cat spats. That's where I'm at, and I wear a hat.
Oh yeah, I'm here to take over all ya. I'm a super evil, adorable koala. I'm eating every bit of your eucalyptus, but also stealing money if you get this. Yeah, you know, I'm also insider trading and cheating on my grading. I'm a teacher, but I give everyone D's, not F's, but D's. Yes, if you please.
Yo, I'm Turtle Man. I talk really slow, but I am the Turtle Man. I'm real small, green and hard.
I'm Komodo Dragon, I'm big and scary. I'm covered in scales, I am not hairy. I have a poisonous tongue and a terrible bite. I kill animals in the dead of the night. And I'm also an investment banker. That's my day job, I'm an investment banker. My brother is a dentist, he'll help you source comma cankers. But not me, I'm an investment banker.
I'm a dolphin, son! Here to steal from everyone! From the rich and I give to the poor, so I'm actually a little bit better. Like in lore, I'm like a Robin Hood out doing ocean good, but I'm stealing from the boats and I always got to gloat when I get in their cabin and I steal all their food. I always leave a note, that's totally rude.
Yo, 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 bitch, I'm a blowfish. I start really small, then I get really big, which I'm in the sea. So I know Dolphin Man, he comes by me every day. I am like, hey, yeah.
I'm a seagull and I eat trash. I'm not a supervillain and I don't steal cash. I'm just a bird, I poop on your car. That's the kind of villain that I are.
I'm a tiny, tiny jellyfish. Like a super, super, super tiny jellyfish.
How small?
So super, small, super, super, super tiny, tiny jellyfish. I'm like that super, super, super tiny jellyfish. I'm smaller than your thumb if you cut it in one. And you cut it in two, you're still not at me, dude. If you cut it in four, you're getting closer to the score. You cut it in eight, yeah, you're doing great. I'm that tiny, tiny jellyfish, I'm stinging your legs. And you're like, ow, did I just get stung for days? And I'm like, yes, I'm in the sea and I'm making it sad because I sting and I hurt and it hurts real bad.
Yo, 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 like, what's so funny? I'm a little tiny gray fluffy bunny, but when I get mad, yo, look out, I'm coming for you, mom, I'm coming for you out, yeah!
Naked mole rat, and I'm on the street. I only do one crime, and my crime is to streak. Throw off of my clothes in public spaces. Shock on the children and the women, men's faces.
Yo, we're animals, but we're villainous.
Yeah.
We're animals, but we're villainous. Yo, you try to get up, yo, you should not trust, because we're animals, but we're villainous. Some of them were just doing their natural animal things.
they pretty much were.
I pictured them all as people.
That's really funny. I was definitely picturing real animals.
I was for the seagull.
They were all wearing baggy clothes in my mind.
I can't believe how much work I had to do to explain a unicorn and downward dog.
Their legs don't bend that way.
They don't, but I needed everyone to know. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, what a blast. Robin
Oh my God, you guys, that
was
amazing.
This was so fun. What should the people know?
Oh, okay, so I'm in the second season of You on Netflix, which is a very dark, twisted show about a stalker, serial killer, and it's apparently a big hit on Netflix. So yeah, that comes out December 26th. I'm also in a new independent film called The Mandela Effect, which is about it's a sci-fi film about a phenomenon that is real, that people are aware of, where it's like when millions of people misremember something.
Ooh.
And so it's very cool. Yeah. It's like
the Berenstain Bears thing.
That's the classic one. And so
what's it actually called?
It's called the phenomenon is called the Mandela.
No, sorry. Like just,
oh, it's Berenstain Bears.
Right. So everyone remembers it as being the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, like exactly.
They see it that way, but it's never been that way.
Yeah. The other big one is like Luke, I am your father, was never said.
Oh, right.
In Star Wars, and yet everyone.
What is it actually?
It's
just like, hey, it's me.
Hey,
your dad.
Yo, I'm your dad.
I'm your daddy.
I'm your daddy, and I'm standing.
I'm your daddy. I'm mad at you. No. So okay, that comes video on demand on December 6th, and yeah.
Amazing. So that is out by the time you're listening to this. So
yeah, check it out. It's on iTunes.
Go now, iTunes.
Yeah.
Please.
Thanks. We appreciate it. It was a labor of love, and we made it for no money, and it's a really beautiful story. So
get out there and watch
it. Get out there and watch it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh, we had the best time. Give it up for Brett on the Fret.
Yes.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickins. Thank you, everyone. We love you so much. And as we say at the end of every episode,
if you're trapped for 600 years,
Tom Bombadil.
I was waiting for that to come back.